In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You are advised that any view expressed by the host or their guest are not necessarily the views of the owners or management of TogiNet Radio, Togi Entertainment, or the Owners Group, Inc.
It's time to make contact with renowned and gifted psychic medium, Sylvia Rossi, as she explores the mysteries of this life, the afterlife, and the unseen world that surrounds us all. Sylvia Rossi, with her special guest and other fellow psychics, invite you to call in and make contact with the world beyond and answer your questions. Psychic medium Sylvia Rossi has been sharing her gift professionally for the last 17 years. She's been a guest on the Sally Jesse Raphael Show, and she's worked with law enforcement, helping them solve cold cases and murder cases. Throughout her life, Sylvia experienced communication from the spirit side. From a young age, Sylvia understood that this life was only one phase in the eternal journey of the soul. Sylvia has made it her mission to help individuals and families understand their eternal connection to loved ones that have passed on, bringing relief and comfort to countless souls who have been touched by her gift. Now it's your turn. It's time to make contact on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Sylvia Rossi.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Make Contact with Sylvia Rossi. I'm your host, psychic medium Sylvia Rossi, and this hour is dedicated to the exploration of the subject of life beyond, spirituality, sharing your personal stories, and making contact with loved ones past. I'm here every Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time, and you can find me and Make Contact with Sylvia Rossi on iTunes, on my TogiNet page, and please register to receive future feeds on my show and leave your comments, as well as rate this or any other past podcasts. For those of you on the run and in your cars, you can also stream the show live on your smartphones, iPads, and iTouch just by logging on to www.toginet.com and clicking on the live show icon. If you haven't done so yet, join my community on Facebook to receive future updates on my show and future guests. I will be hosting this month on the 15th, an evening with Sylvia Rossi at the Hotel Sierra in Parsippany, New Jersey. The tickets are currently $45 in advance and $55 at the door. For more information or to order tickets, please call 973-584-8346, or you can email me at srossi222@yahoo.com. A portion of the proceeds for this evening will be donated to the Red Cross for the tsunami disaster in Japan. And let's see, I was watching the news yesterday and saw a piece on how yoga helps women who are infertile. No joke, guys. Even the Mayo Clinic has accepted yoga for fertility because of its natural detoxification, and that takes place at a cellular level during the yoga poses and the breathing. Yoga helps your body restore the blood flow to all organs, especially the reproductive ones, which is essential to their function and, more importantly, to fertility. So here's yet another reason how yoga benefits your body. Now, guys, in my TV room armoire is a collection of yoga CDs, which, you know, with the exception of one, I have yet to watch. So, and now I know why. All joking aside, I know that yoga is really good for your body in so many ways, and I just should commit to doing it. But I thought that this story was really cool. And yet another story, which is actually a fact, it's been studied that half of Americans believe in angels and that they are protected by guardian angels. One-fifth say that they've heard God speak to them. And one-quarter say that they've witnessed miraculous healings. 16% of those who were surveyed say that they've received these communications, and 8% say that they pray in tongues. Now, this study was released in 2008 by the Washington Times, and it continues to say that 15% added that they claimed to have angelic protection, and that this is a taboo subject in American religion, and that no one has studied it, but there's a lot of it out there. So an interesting fact, an interesting survey that was published in 2008 in lieu of my guest today, who is Joy Peterson, and she and I will be on the show shortly. Manning my phones today is the lovely and talented show producer, Carrie Martin. And so I will be taking your calls today. So the number for that is 877-864-4869. So please call. Today on Make Contact, I have Joy Peterson, author of Wisdom of the Guardian, Treasures from the Archangel Michael to Change Your Life. Joy is a doctor of divinity. And we'll talk more about that later on. And is an ordained minister, licensed spiritual healer, and certified spiritual health coach. Her book is now available on her website at www.wisdomoftheguardian.com, on iUniverse, which is online bookstore, and Book Borders bookstore. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, thank you, and yourself?
Good, good, good. What did you think of that survey? I mean, it was done back in 2008, and it really says a lot that half of Americans believe in angels, believe in an angelic protection.
I thought it was great. I was actually thinking I'd love to get that study myself, because one of the reasons that I had trouble really coming out with this work was I worked in the corporate community, and channeling angels just seems so far-fetched that I held back.
I would think that that wouldn't be part of the corporate.
No, but I figured, you know, I didn't want to lose business, and I didn't want to lose credibility by sharing the fact that I could channel angels, because I didn't know how aware people were or accepting they were of angels. And what's funny is now that I come out with not only the book, but sharing this information at my regular business network, I'm amazed at how receptive people are. A lot of people still question not only the ability, but the existence, or can you really communicate? And I'm educating them as I'm going along, but I didn't lose anybody. I was thinking, oh, people that were part of my network might just go away because this is too foreign for them. And mm-hmm. I guess it's more acceptable than I thought.
Yeah, I hear you with that. I wasn't in the corporate field, but I was in the social work field. So I studied psychology. I worked in social work for 8 years, and I kept this side of my life kind of quiet because I started part-time to do that. I felt that I had a calling to that, and I kind of like kept it on the down low and kind of didn't talk about it at work. And then slowly but surely I started to talk about it. And I mean, you know, you get a little bit of everything, people that were open to it and people that weren't. And surprisingly, a lot of people were open. But I wanted to talk to you about your title, Doctor of Divinity. Now, I've heard it many times over, Joy. And in reading your bio, I realized that I really didn't know what that meant. Can you tell me what it means? What is it for?
Well, the interesting thing is it really falls in line with what we were talking about. When I was able to channel, and I didn't want to talk about it, I also, as a spiritual healer, can clear karma and heal people from a spiritual level that affects them on the physical. But because I was insecure about sharing what I was able to do, I'm thinking I need all these credentials. So I end up going out and getting all these credentials.
Mm-hmm.
But the credentials turned out to not matter, because the gifts I have were either God-given, or I had training that you didn't get credentials with, but that's the work that I use in my practice.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I hear you, Joy. I face the same kind of quandary myself with getting certified, so to speak. I had heard about several places here in the United States, as well as England, where a psychic medium or a medium would get, you know, certified. And I thought about it long and hard myself, and I just thought, if you have it, you have it. You know, I didn't feel I needed a degree or to pay X amount of money in my heart to get that. And I understand the insecurity with that, because, you know, you face a lot of naysayers and you face a lot of insecurity coming from yourself, the corporate world. But for me, you know, I'd have gone to school, I've gotten my degrees. Where is this, you know, what am I supposed to do with this gift? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And all I was trying to do is make it more acceptable to the average person so they could receive the benefit of the work that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I don't know if it's totally unnecessary or it doesn't help, but, you know, when you say Doctor of Divinity, I can't rely on a particular schooling, because my information at this point comes from divinity. I don't get it from a human element.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I understand that completely. Now, you mentioned channeling. What is channeling for our listeners to get an orientation? Because I've channeled before. What is channeling for you?
Channeling to me is opening yourself up to receive information that comes from an outside source that you receive, but not through your intellect.
Uh-huh.
So for me, I channel, I mean, I do hear things, I do get things in my head, and I also do automatic writing. Automatic writing to me is the most pure of my gifts as far as in the different forms of channeling, because when you get information in your head, you might be channeling it, but sometimes you're not 100% clear.
Joy,
is this your thought or someone else?
I'm going to ask you to hold. Guys, please hold on. 877-864-4869. Call in and talk to Joy and myself today. We'll be back.
Over the years, Sylvia has had the privilege of meeting and working with many psychologists who continue to recommend their clients to her when conventional methods have failed. So stay tuned as we continue to make contact with Sylvia Rossi right after these on TogiNet.com. Get ready for The Athlete Within You with Mike Margolis on TogiNet, Monday nights at 9, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. Do you know about the game within the game? You've heard about sports psychology, mental toughness, mental training, and preparation. Well, athletes from all over the country have been seeking out Mike Margolis for close to 35 years for his expertise in helping them live up to their potential. He's worked with athletes from professional football to elite level figure skating and every sport in between. They've all sought his counsel and unique teaching style to learn about the game within the game, or what sports psychology and mental training can do to help them become the athlete they want to be. Mike works one-on-one with athletes. He trains them, puts on seminars, and conducts workshops for coaches, athletes, and businesses. For more on Mike, his book, and the show, check out his website, theathletewithinyou.com. Then, come join us as we discover The Athlete Within You with Mike Margolis, Monday nights at 9, 8 Central, 6 Pacific, on TogiNet.com. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Penrod, Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central, on TogiNet.com. Life after an autism spectrum diagnosis doesn't have to be difficult. It can be joyful, happy, and filled with hope. Join Shannon Penrod, author, speaker, coach, and mom of a six-year-old recovering from autism, for this inspirational hour of hope. She's even authored a series of children's autism books with her son, Jim. For more information about the books, Shannon, and Everyday Autism Miracles, go to her website, shannonpenrod.com. From there, you can also get to her other websites, blogs, and connections. On Everyday Autism Miracles, you'll hear stories from parents whose children have made miraculous strides. You'll also get the inside dish on therapies, treatments, supplements, and how to get funding to help you afford them. Miracles abound in the autism community. So tune in for Everyday Autism Miracles to listen, share, laugh, and surround yourself with hope. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Penrod.
Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Make Contact with Sylvia Rossi as she explores the mysteries of this life, the afterlife, and the unseen world that surrounds us all. Now, let's get back to the show. Make Contact on TogiNet with host and psychic medium Sylvia Rossi.
Welcome back, everybody. Today on Make Contact, we have author Joy Peterson of Wisdom of the Guardian, and she is sharing her knowledge, her expertise, and her experience in writing this book. Joy, we were talking about channeling and the process that that involves, and there is different kinds of channeling because there is automatic writing, which is considered channeling, which is you find is the purest way, you were saying before, correct?
For me anyway.
Right. And is that how your thoughts on this book began?
Well, actually, what happened originally was there was a television show called The Other Side, and that was in the early 90s, and they had a woman on that was doing a segment on automatic writing, and just as a lark, I tried it, and I wrote 18 pages.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I have no idea what it said, but I could tell it was very different. It was a different feeling, and those 18 pages were more like hieroglyphics and Arabic language, something that was unfamiliar for me.
Uh-huh.
And that started it. And then what I did is I started using in meditation. I'd meditate, and then I would ask questions. And then I started getting paragraphs and pages of information that were pertinent to me and my life. And then around 2004 is when Archangel Michael came to me.
Hmm.
And then we started dialoguing on a regular basis. And then he had asked me to channel his book.
Mm-hmm.
And all I said was, how many chapters? He said 22. And I'm like, okay. You know, I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? But when I felt ready, I just felt inspired, and I got up and went to the computer, and I typed out the introduction, and
mm-hmm.
then I felt like I was done, and then the next time I felt inspired, I wrote chapter one, and so forth.
Interesting. Now, Joy, did you ever at all have any inkling that this would be part of your calling?
No.
Wow. And I have to share with you that I've been doing this for 17 years, and that it was not part of my plan either. And I find that interesting that many people that are in this field or in the spiritual field had never an inkling or a design or a desire to be in it. We have a caller on the line, it's Gail. Gail, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Joy, can you,
hi.
Can you hear her?
Yes, hi, Gail.
Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Joy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to hear your voice, Gail.
Thank you.
What you heard what Joy was talking about in her book in channeling. Now, Gail has been on my show before, right?
Correct.
And we've shared a lot of stories about angels on a personal level, angels and spirit guides. So I'm assuming, Gail, that you're calling to share away and to ask Joy some questions.
Absolutely. I would love to be able to learn more about them. I don't necessarily hear things, but I am able to feel things, and I'm able to see things. I see shadows, I see mists, I see orbs, and I get random feelings of emotion when this happens. And I would love to be able to understand and educate myself more other than what's on television with programs like the On the Other Side and the ghost stories that are on TV. I would love for myself to be more educated so that I'm able to communicate proficiently. Not all of them are white. I see dark orbs.
Mm-hmm.
I see dark mist.
Mm-hmm. So your question is, how better to communicate, how better to hone your gift. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Joy, you want to take this?
Well, you know, and actually in alignment also with what you were saying about your calling, when I was working in entertainment, and I just wanted to make a difference. And I found that because I made that decision, I kept being led to other things that would open the doors for this work to evolve. Along that same vein, I found that doing this work opened me up intuitively, psychically, or whatever, to have the gifts evolve. So my belief is just out of the commitment you make yourself to your own life, to making a difference, to being open, to expanding your own consciousness will help draw to you the avenues and the teachers that can expose you to the gifts that are appropriate for you. For example, when I first started this spiritual process, I was introduced to it because I was stuck, and I wasn't manifesting certain things in my life. And knowing that challenge, I said, there must be a block in me. I was introduced to a process called Ho'oponopono, an ancient spiritual process that actually can help clear those blocks. I found for myself, using that process also opened up my awareness and helped enhance my gifts.
So what is this process, Ho'oponopono?
It means to correct or set a right.
Mm-hmm. What origins does that have? What does that process have, or that
Well, the process itself is quite ancient, but the Hawaiians actually, I believe, kept it in the most purest form, mm-hmm. and they still practice it, and it's now taught all over the world. I mm-hmm. used it in part of my practice, but I found that using that myself helped open my awareness, and the more I release whatever is in my memory bank and computer in my subconscious that will block the ability to receive information,
mm-hmm.
As I clear, I become more aware.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that process for years, and it definitely helped my awareness and my gifts to be enhanced.
So, Gail, you hear that Ho'oponopono for joy worked,
right.
And, I mean, it doesn't mean necessarily that you have to follow it, but surely you can investigate that and other ways to open up and become more secure in your spiritual discernment of what is around you.
Okay.
Well, and
on previous shows, this is something I've been dealing with since I was born with this, from mm-hmm. the blue lights in my bedroom, and this isn't something that suddenly happened. It's just occurring more frequently now, and I'm in my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So just
yeah, I mean, you know what, as I don't know, but as you age, I think it just becomes more of a focus in some people. I know for me it has been, and it just has been increasing. But also, I think that when you find a place within yourself, whether it is prayer, whether it is traditional meditation or a specific discipline in meditation, because within meditations, there's so many ways that one can meditate and schools of meditation. And I mean, you can find what works for you, what makes the best fit for you, Gail, because I think that you are gifted and you have something. You've been experiencing things since you were, what, I think, 9? Am I correct?
I've been meditating since I was 3.
Since you were 3.
I started seeing things.
Yeah, and you had mentioned to me a while ago that you got your mother got into the silver
mind.
Yes. So yeah. So that was how everything opened up for you, but obviously, you know, it's just been continuing over time. And I think it's great. I think that, you know, learning about things, reading about things. I mean, you know, the internet is such a wealth of information that you can just type anything in there and see what it's all about.
Right, right. Well, I will look up the book, and I will look up the Ho'oponopono.
Oh, well, yeah, if you look at, you can actually read about it on my website, too, if that helps.
Okay. So that's, can I have that?
And that's www.wisdomoftheguardian. Is that on Wisdom of the Guardian or on your website, Joy?
Actually, on expresssuccess.net, which you can also access through Wisdom of the Guardian. It has information on Ho'oponopono there.
Okay.
Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you very much. It was very
Gail,
nice.
Thanks for calling. Thank you for calling. And for those of you that want to call me or to speak to me or to speak to Joy, please do so by calling 877-864-4869. We have Carrie on the lines answering your calls today. And Joy, you know, this was a, I read most of your book. I was raised Catholic, and I grew up being taught that, you know, about the saints, and as many Catholics have. And in your book, Saint Michael is very unique. He's very down to earth. How would you describe him to the listening audience today?
Well, my experience of him is he's very loving, powerful. He's very concise in his messages. He doesn't mince words. He tells me how it is. And I've also seen that, you know, he can get upset too if things aren't right. You know, he's very concerned about helping people at this time, and he's mm-hmm. which is the reason he's had this book come out, because he really wants to help people.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and I got the definite gist of that. We are living in very interesting times, and I think very challenging times for a lot of people, and I think that your book plays a key in helping people understand their lives and how to deal with certain adversities that are going on in people's lives today. I want to talk further about that. So we'll be back with Joy and talking about her book, Wisdom of the Guardian.
Over the years, Sylvia has had the privilege of meeting and working with many psychologists who continue to recommend their clients to her when conventional methods have failed. So stay tuned as we continue to make contact with Sylvia Rossi right after these on TogiNet.com. Coming live from Seattle, Washington, home of the biggest and best internet companies on the World Wide Web, it's SEO Radio, starring Brandon Knott. Tuesday nights at 10 Central, 8 p.m. Pacific on TogiNet.com. SEO Radio. This pioneering internet and social media entrepreneur will share some of his most super efficient opportunities with you, small business owners, and future entrepreneurs to help you build a future like Amazon or Expedia Online. There's never been a marketing strategy that's been so effective at allowing small businesses to compete with the big boys. And Brandon now helps you learn these easy as 1, 2, 3. SEO. For more on Brandon, check out his website, SeattleOrganicSEO.com. SEO Radio. Get set for SEO Radio, starring Brandon Knott. Tuesday nights at 10 Central, 8 p.m. Pacific on TogiNet.com. Okay, we will. We're going to teach you how to tell your money where to go. It's Intelligent Investing with Pam Otten on TogiNet. Learn how to be a savvy investor from someone who has your best interest at heart. Pam Otten is a financial advisor who loves to help successful business owners and entrepreneurs understand the mysteries of the investment world. And she's not afraid to share that knowledge. Pam is an unashamed Christian and qualified kingdom advisor, which means she's trained and committed to integrating biblical principles into her financial advice. Pam believes investing isn't rocket science,
This is the financial advisor who's in your corner and truly understands and cares about you and helping you achieve your goals. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. It's Intelligent Investing with Pam Otten on TogiNet.
Welcome back to Make Contact with Sylvia Rossi as she explores the mysteries of this life, the afterlife, and the unseen world that surrounds us all. Now, let's get back to the show. Make Contact on TogiNet with host and psychic medium, Sylvia Rossi.
Welcome back, everybody. We have on the line Joy Peterson, author of Wisdom of the Guardian, and continuing with Joy. Joy, we were talking about St. Michael and the importance of you writing this book at this time in this place that you feel that there's a need for it.
Definitely. Okay. I find so many people are struggling, but it's really all their karma is coming up, mm-hmm. and it's all coming up so they can release it at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when I read your book, you write extremely concisely, there's a lot of powerful truths in what you're saying. I don't want to give everything away because I want people to get it. But it sometimes feels like you're talking with the guy next door as well, like he's a friend.
Yeah,
and he's right there with you, and it's so refreshing. How does this? I mean, just asking, does this persona differ anything from the Catholic teachings that I and many have come to know about St. Michael, or is it something more? I know that he's depicted very lovingly in your text. So what is your feeling? You were starting to say that he is a lot about that love.
He's very loving. He's very protective. The interesting thing, though, I have to admit, I mean, I was raised Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't, I mean, I don't recall all that much being mentioned about him particularly. You know, obviously there's stories in the Bible that talk about him and other angels, but I didn't spend a lot of time dwelling on it. I didn't think about it really much one way or the other. So when this occurred to me, it was sort of out of the blue. But so I can't really compare what, you know, is taught in a particular mm-hmm. religion as far as who he is versus how he comes across in this book or this material. For me, my personal relationship with him, he is right there with me all the time, helping me, mm-hmm. guiding me, having my best interests at heart. He'll never tell me anything that would be harmful. I don't always agree with his advice. Sometimes I want to do it my way, and I think that, you know, and I've learned that he obviously has a better perspective than I do. So as much as I sometimes, you know, balk at following what I'm getting, I've learned sometimes the hard way to listen.
That is very, very, very funny, because I have heard of, well, I know personally of several people, one another medium here in New Jersey that did not know anything about Saint Teresa, who's another saint, and one of them is Jewish and started to receive communications from Saint Teresa. Now, Jewish people obviously don't know anything about the saints. So I just find it fascinating how this information and these presences come to regular, you know, people and start these spiritual communications with them. I just find it's got to be authentic, because it's, you know, I'm here to educate people on this program. And I have to, in my way, even though I do believe, I do want, you know, have to play the devil's advocate, because there are people out there that are going to say, what is she saying? How come she's the authority? You know, they're going to look at you just like they look at me sometimes, you know, like you have three heads. And you have to think, you know, what goes on, but there's more stories out there. And I just find it really fascinating. Now, we have another caller on the line. Mary Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Hi, Mary Ann. Welcome to Make Contact. And what can we do for you today?
Well, I have a short story, and then I have a question, if I can, please. My husband had passed away 3.5 years ago, and my granddaughter was very, very young at the time. She was like 3 years old, and she kept telling us that Papa was coming to her, and she would see him in her dreams, and he would talk to her, and she was very, very close to him, so she had a very, very hard time when he passed. And he would come to her quite often, actually, several months following his passing. And then one morning she had come to us and she said, "I saw Papa last night and he was all in white." And I thought to myself, okay, what story is she going to tell us now? And to this day, I'm still having a very hard time with his passing. I don't think I've really, come to terms with it. Mm-hmm. But she did see him that night, and he was all white, and he had gotten his wings, she told us.
Wow.
And she said he looked beautiful, and he was now an angel, and he was going to watch over all of us, and we weren't to worry about anything. And I truly believe she did see him. Well, first of all, I do believe in angels, but second of all, he was a very, very good man, and I could see him actually becoming an angel and coming to her that way. And I think that was what actually helped her to heal, the fact that she saw him that way, and he told her that he would always be with her and not to worry about anything. And to this day, like I said, it's 3.5 years later, she will still see him. Not as often, because she told us that he's very, very busy because he's helping other children right now. But she does still see him. So for the non-believers out there, you really have to take heed to what these small ones say when something like this happens, because it really shakes you. And I really do believe, like I said, I believed in angels before that, but now, after this experience that my granddaughter had, I totally believe in angels.
Marianne, I have to second on your comment about, you know, with your granddaughter saying that. Out of the mouth of babes is my thought.
Yeah.
And that they have no real knowledge of a lot of things for them to describe, you know, what they see. And I have found that, you know, in my experiences, that when children have these experiences, they tend to be 9 times out of 10 very authentic, because they're saying what they see.
Yeah.
They're just experiencing what is being shown to them. And a lot of them see and know things that the parents may know or may know of relatives, but they never knew. Do you understand that? And I get that a lot in my line of work. I find it fascinating, because I have not heard, well, I have. I can't say that I haven't, but not to this description that you have shared with us today about a relative passing on and being given the wings. That is, to me, you know, you hear about my son is my angel, or my grandmother is my angel, but not an quote-unquote, like, eyewitness where there's a child or a family member that saw their family member, deceased family member, appear to them like that.
Yeah. Like so I said, she was 3 at the time of his passing, but they were always together. I mean, from the time she was born, every single day they were together. I mean, he used to babysit her, and I mean, she would see him almost every night after he passed for several months.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she came to us with this after that, it was, I mean, it just totally blew me away. I mean, the way she described what he had on, and the fact that he was all in white, and right. there was a big light behind him, mm-hmm. and for a three-year-old to say something like that, it takes your breath away.
That's pretty descriptive. Joy, what's your take on this? What is your opinion?
Well, first of all, I believe he's with her at the moment, mm-hmm. but I know my experience with my own father's passing. He is there on a regular basis helping the family the way he can help. And one of the things I was told is that now that he's not restricted by a physical body, he can actually help in a whole other way. But he's with the remaining family members and actually still communicates with me, and it gives me some messages for other members of the family and things like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. Well, I do believe he's with me. I mean, he plays a lot with the, strangely enough, the electronics in the house. I mean, my TV will go on for mm-hmm. no reason at all, or if I'm out and I come home at night, the TV is on like he's waiting. I mean, I know he's here. I just can't come to terms with the fact that he is gone. I mean, you know, that I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does make sense, but it's the physical body, the physical presence.
Yes.
That's why what most people struggle with and why people come to me as a medium is because they want to really know that their relatives are there. And the physical absence is a difficult, you know, bridge to gap when there's no more physical to talk to, hug, kiss, converse.
I mean, I talk to him every night. I know,
yes.
I know he's here. I do talk
right.
to him every night. I tell him everything that's going on in the family, every problem we're having, everything like that. It's just, like you said, the physical person is not here, and that's my biggest struggle, and it has been since he passed.
Mm-hmm. Well, for myself, I know that I know that my grandfather, who I was very close to, has been with me on and off. I don't sense him the way I used to sense him, but I can know when he's here. I can know when my great-grandmother, who I was very close to, is here with me. And there is this interconnectedness that those loved ones have with you all the time. And I mean, I do this work, so I wholeheartedly believe in that. Marianne, if you want to hold on, please, because we're going to go to commercial. Joy,
okay.
I want to ask you a dozen more questions. So, guys, if you're listening, 877-864-4869 to speak to Joy, author of Wisdom of the Guardian, or myself, Sylvia Rossi, and we shall be back soon.
Over the years, Sylvia has had the privilege of meeting and working with many psychologists who continue to recommend their clients to her when conventional methods have failed. So stay tuned as we continue to make contact with Sylvia Rossi right after these on TogiNet.com. In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Gerasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward. With tips, tools, and advice, and hard lessons learned, these pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central, on TogiNet.com. Come be a part of Pat Sloan's Creative Talk Radio. Her goal is to inspire you to be creative every day. Pat Sloan's Creative Talk Radio, Monday afternoons at 4, 3 Central, on TogiNet.com. Pat lives and breathes being creative through her quilt design business, but her creativity and interests have no bounds. On her show, she'll be introducing us to guests through interviews and talks that have a creative life. We'll learn more about what goes on in the world of quilting
And since Pat, like many of us, is creative in many ways, she'll also introduce us to creative people in other crafts like knitting, crochet, paper arts, and lots more. Pat is also an author, a lecturer, designer, and cheerleader of many. She's tried her hand at making almost everything you can think of and does many crafts to keep her inspired to create. Check out her website, patsloan.com. What makes Pat most happy is to inspire others to be creative every day. So join us for Pat Sloan's Creative Talk Radio, Monday afternoons at 4, 3 Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Make Contact with Sylvia Rossi as she explores the mysteries of this life, the afterlife, and the unseen world that surrounds us all. Now, let's get back to the show. Make Contact on TogiNet with host and psychic medium Sylvia Rossi.
We are back on Make Contact, and we have Joy Peterson, author of The Wisdom of the Guardian, on the air. Let's see. Marianne, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Sylvia.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had to go to commercial.
That's okay.
And you had a secondary question.
Yeah, I do have a question for you, please, if I can. I'm having some health and financial issues going on in my own personal life right now. Do you see that coming out okay, or?
I wanted, when we were on break, I got a little bit, and if you could just verify some things for me. Who is the A letter name for you? That's either
A
living
letter?
Or deceased. Yeah. And the F.
I'm sorry, F?
F, yep.
Fred is my father.
Okay. Is he passed or here?
No, he's here.
Okay. And was that his father who passed?
No.
Or your mom's father. Okay, Fred.
That was my husband who passed.
Oh, your husband. Pardon me.
No, that's okay. That was my husband who passed.
Okay. I did get Fred. I get the F letter name. Anybody with Anne, Angela, or April, or August connection?
I have, August is my birthday, but Anna was my aunt.
Okay. And that is on your mother's side?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we have connection with her. And who is the J letter?
J is my husband, Jamie.
Jamie? Okay, I was going to say James. All right, well, he is here also, and he is obviously very much connected to you. What I sense is there is some difficulty with the finances, and that is going, you need to kind of like really hone in on that. There is, who is the H letter, or is an H letter in the family,
oh,
or connected God. Through work?
No one that I can think of. H.
Okay. Are you unemployed right now?
Yes.
Okay. The H may be connected to future employment for you. So I do believe that there's going to be an H, could be Helen, could be an H last name person that you will come into contact with. So I would continue that. The health part is a little bit more difficult. That do you suffer from anything autoimmune, dear?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting like autoimmune problems for you, such as fibromyalgia or something autoimmune that's coming across. That you'll have to work possibly a little bit more towards balancing your energy with that. And I mean, maybe you can even speak to Joy. She does that. Joy, can you suggest anything for her?
Well, one of the things that I'm going to be doing more regularly is doing group calls for clearing people's issues on money, health, and other generic issues. But I also might have a contact, a specific person that might be able to help her with the autoimmune. And
okay.
Feel free to contact me directly, and I can give you that information.
Also,
okay, I appreciate that.
If you want to wait after your call, don't hang up.
Okay.
Carrie can take your information, and then I could give it to email it to Joy, or you can just email Joy. Are you on Facebook at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Actually, that's how I contact you. I keep in contact with you.
Okay. Well, Joy has her Facebook page also there, and you can message her directly if you want.
Oh, okay.
All right. But all right. I feel the health part is a little bit more tricky, you know? And I think you have your good days and your bad days
Today I'm having a really bad one.
Yeah, I could sense that. But I think I am getting that as of February, and this seems so long, but as of February, you should start feeling better.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Again, I'm not a doctor.
No, I understand.
You understand. I'm not a doctor, but I sense what I sense, and I get February. And that may seem a long ways off, but still, I mean, you are, you know, you're on the way. So, you know, do what you can. Talk to Joy and get in touch with her so you can be a part of that clearing, that group clearing, or get a the name of that person that she wants to put you in touch with, okay?
Okay, and he's going to help with you see my husband around for the finance
card. Oh, yeah, I certainly do. He's there. He's very, very loving, loving person. I see him. He's around. Especially, I feel... at night, sometimes at night you have a lot of difficulty with sleep, getting up in the middle of the night or falling asleep, and he's around you quite a bit.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much, Sylvia.
Marianne, my pleasure. Thank you, and God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Joy, I wanted to ask about the naysayers, and I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. How did you know that this was, number one, authentic? And, you know, many people wonder and hear about this for the first time are just going to say, you know, is this truly St. Michael? Or, you know, what do you tell those people? I mean, we kind of addressed it at the beginning, but you know, how if someone were to come to you now and say that to you, what would you tell them?
Well, I know even when all this started happening at first, I even wondered if I was nuts because it was such an unusual experience. But what I find is that after you have the experience and you have it repeatedly and you build also confidence in yourself because it is new. I mean, I was certainly open-minded to begin with, so that makes a big difference than
right.
if somebody was closed-minded and having this happen or hearing about it. But if you had, no matter who you are, if you were having these experiences, you would understand that this is something that's very real. If you never had those experiences and you're just hearing about them and you've never been exposed to anything, obviously you would be skeptical, and I certainly would understand that. I mean, I certainly hear things sometimes even today that I think is really far-fetched, but my experiences have become so much a part of my life. And they still, to the average person, would find them very far-fetched. I mean, they're just part of my everyday experience now, and anyone else in my shoes would have the same perspective.
Right. I understand that because I've again, the work that I do, I've done channeling work in the past, and it is unusual, unless one has experienced it, one can, A, not fully describe it because it's a very personal experience, and number two, not really, you know, you can't really convince anyone else of it. You understand that? It's a very personal and transformational experience for the individual involved. So I do understand that, but I have to ask that question because it's you know, it's what everybody asks. Hey, how do you know if this is the real deal, you know? And finally, there are so many books out there on channeling and channeled information, everything from spirit guides to extraterrestrial. Now, what makes your book unique and how would people benefit from it?
Well, the book is from Michael. It's not from me.
Good one.
So that obviously sets it apart. He had a particular mission involved with this. The book is also filled with blessings and tips on how to help them improve their money, relationships, career, prepare for heaven on earth, and have peace. And it's very concrete. It's very practical. It might be a little different information for some people. Some people it might be the same, you know, a little different from the same, from a different voice of information they've heard before. I find when I read this book, every time I read it, I get something else out of it. It's an easy read, and mm-hmm. yet it's very powerful.
It is. And for those of you that are listening, you know, it is an easy read. It's extremely digestible. And there are such, I hate to sound cliche, but really gems of wisdom in there, Joy, that everyone could take with them. You know, I don't want to give it all away, but, you know, there are such little, you know, gems and chapters, actually, of wisdom in there that anybody could use.
If anybody wants a taste, I do a blog of a lot of channeled messages by him at angelenlightenment.com. And even he's got a little mini e-course at the site, but if that helps them understand his material or his thinking without buying the book,
right?
That's certainly a way to get.
Well, Joy, we have to wrap. We are almost ending the show, and we do have to wrap up. But I want to thank you for being my guest today, and your new book, "Wisdom of the Guardian: Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life," is available at Borders Books, iUniverse Online, and www.wisdomoftheguardian.com. If you wish to contact me to schedule private or group sessions or family sessions, you can do so by calling at 973-584-8346. Join my community on Facebook. Follow my blog at sylviarossi.wordpress.com or email me at srossi222@yahoo.com. By the way, make sure you check my Facebook post for my event on April 15th at the Sierra Suites. And join me next Wednesday and every Wednesday on Make Contact from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time on www.toginet.com. Download my podcast of Make Contact on Sylvia Rossi and for free. And you can listen to any of my shows on iPod, iTouch, or iPads just by logging on to www.toginet.com. I would appreciate if you could just leave time to rate the show on iTunes and post your comments on any of my shows on Make Contact on my show page. Folks, thanks for tuning in today to Make Contact with Sylvia Rossi. I'm your host, psychic medium Sylvia Rossi, and I hope I've made a difference in your day. And remember, everybody, your loved ones are just a thought away. Thanks, Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of Make Contact with host and psychic medium Sylvia Rossi on TogiNet.com. Next Wednesday, we'll be back again visiting with Sylvia as she explores the mysteries of this life, the afterlife, and the unseen world.